Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Just want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It's holiday season. Black Friday is right around the corner, right after the day of Thanksgiving. And why not get that special someone some manly products?
Especially because it's towards the end of November. I know you swear by that product. You love it. But it's almost going to be the end of No Shave November. So why not get ahead of the holiday gift schedule, right? And get that Manscaped product.
Okay, so this Lawnmower 4.0, what I love about this razor, which I do only use this one just for the face, but I love the light. I love everything. It doesn't hurt. It's smooth, and what's so great about Manscaped, all their products, it's everything for your bathroom. They have shampoo, conditioner, the body wash, they have cologne. They got everything you need to make sure that you're clean in all the right areas of the body.
And men, listen to me, you deserve to pamper yourself and to love yourself too, you know? And what better way to love yourself than to feel good and starting with the restroom or the bathroom, right? Starting with scrubbing. I mean, because women, we pamper ourselves, right? So why not men? In that Manscaped, I mean, everything that you have, because every time I walk into the restroom or the bathroom in the shower, it's Manscaped everything.
Well, it's because I've been using their shampoo and body wash.
And you love the product.
And yeah, of course, you love the weed whacker. Of course, but with the weed whacker. Anyway, so use the promo code SHMO, 20% off manscaped.com. And check it out. One, two, three. Episode 85 of the Schmo Zone with the Trailblazer, Kevin Holland.
Yeah, that's me. What's up, guys?
We appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, first off, though, before we get started, happy belated birthday, and that's only right with a birthday shot.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Okay. Nobody tell Dr. Tara. Oh, yeah. I had the boobies in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
It's a good touch to it.
Check the cup, people.
While you're in town.
Yeah.
Here at the PI,
mm-hmm.
You were technically supposed to have a fight last week, but
yeah.
We're glad you're here, and yeah. We've been wanting you on the Schmo Zone podcast for a long time, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I've been wanting to come. Yeah.
Fan favorite.
I try to be. It's the memes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so much to talk about with you in general, because obviously a lot of fans love you for your mm-hmm. personality. Like you said, your memes, singing in the shower.
Yeah.
Every time I see your stories too, it's about like women.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm really
Wait, but what's your type though? Because you've told me before on camera you like whales.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the best hunt. I'm the best fisher in the UFC. You know what I mean? These people hunt little fish. I hunt 350-pound whales at the mall. No water, but I make it wet. You know what I mean? So that's me. I really don't have a type.
Are you a Bigelow?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Bigelow, Gigolo. I mean, I like them all, Schmo. I can't discriminate. You know, it's like.
I don't discriminate, but I have this preference to this green color. I don't know why.
Green?
Green.
Green?
Green?
Money.
Oh.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah. Holy I figured shit. You do. I love the chain. I love the TB. It's Thank not you. Tom Brady. It's Trailblazer.
It's Trailblazer. You know, and you know, it's funny, when I first joined the gym, I was like 18, you know, and they were like, what's going to be your nickname? I was like, TB. And they were like, TV? I was like, no, TB. Like
tuberculosis?
And that's exactly what they would say. Tuberculosis? Like, they're like, bro, that's just nasty. And I'm like, damn, I was like, I really got to stop saying TB. I got to start saying Trailblazer. And then I ended up being Big Mouth. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell I want to be, you know?
It's a good problem to have when you have multiple nicknames you could be.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting away with all kind of shit. They're like, was that you? I'm like, no, that was Big Mouth. Was that you? No, that was Trailblazer. Yeah.
And your meme game that you were talking about. How'd you get into creating all these memes?
I got a boy that creates some of my memes, Mike, right? We play the video games together. So we're sitting there. He comes up with an idea. I come up with an idea. We just chat it down. He just starts coming up with some memes. And he's like, who do you not like? And I'm like, I would say, fuck them all. And he's like, all right, cool. So he just comes up with some memes. And then some of these, like, crazy stuff that, like, has nothing to do with fighting that I may drop every once in a while. Like, that's my cousin, but he's been offline lately. So I kind of been missing out on some good stuff, so I don't know what's going on with him. I actually sent him a message today and I said, man, people miss Big Mouth. I need you to come back online. So yeah, I steal his stuff from Facebook and put it on Instagram.
Well, what about Derek Brunson's memes?
Copycat.
Because he's been posting a lot though.
Copycat. He steals other people's memes, and then he don't even give people credit. Like, if you see me take somebody's meme, like, I tag whose meme I took, you know what I mean, and I give them credit. He don't even give the people credit. So like, anybody,
we know what that feels like.
Yeah, that's bad, bro. Yeah, so anybody out there posting memes and not giving the people credit for the memes, you're just dirty.
Yeah, in our world, people take the content and then they post it as their own and never that's give true. Us the credit for our yeah. work.
Yeah, that's dirty. I mean, you should be able to sue people for that. Like, you should be able That's to sue true. Them for their followers. Like, if you have, like, 500,000 followers and I have 150,000 followers, you know what I mean? Like, and you got a bunch of likes off of it and it was supposed to be my likes, I should be able to take your likes and your followers. Like, they need better Instagram police. Like, they be reporting dumb stuff. They need to report stuff like that. Like, oh, he stole his content and didn't give him credit. Like, I need 25,000 of your followers. That's how we're going to settle this.
Dude, it's a weird world we live in yeah. when it's like you're measured based off of your reach and your following on social media.
Yeah, man, clout checks and eggs. That's the type of business I'm in.
Well, just like the Island Boys, and I saw you post that yeah. too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they've been popular.
I'm an island boy. See, I got my own version. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna actually make you sing for me after the podcast.
No, he can sing right now too. All right.
You guys want me to sing?
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
I'm an athletic boy. Just trying to make it. You see that?
You're good.
I should have been
American
in the choir.
Idol.
I don't want to do that. Guy's harsh.
Cowell.
He's harsh. I don't want to deal with him. He's bad.
So what else you got? You got Island Boy. What else?
That's kind of where I stopped.
You don't have a go-to karaoke?
No, not really. If I get really drunk, I'll sing some Sublime, but that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a cool shirt.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I can't remember if I got it at PacSun or Target, but they usually carry the same product.
Very good vibes from that band.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. That's actually how I got started on hitting the heavy bag.
From Sublime? Listening to Sublime?
Yeah, they used to have this radio at the gym, right? They used to train at this gym called, like, it was like War Zone, then it was Adrenaline. It was a bunch of different names. It was in Rancho Cucamonga. But I used to train there, right? And they used to have this one playlist, and I could not get the radio to change to anything else. So I'd click it. It had like 3 rap songs on there, and then they had like 4 or 5 Sublime songs on there, and then they had some other like country songs on there, and it was pretty cool. But it always gave me good rhythm when I was hitting the bag. So I would just try and hit it to the playlist before my grandma came, and then I'd go home. So yeah.
Well,
it's a good story.
Yeah, what's your go-to now?
What do you mean?
When you're
music?
Training,
when I'm hitting
yeah.
the bag, I honestly don't hit the bag that much. I like hitting mids, and then when we're hitting mids or we're doing anything, I'm listening to DaBaby.
Oh, DaBaby! Yeah. Hey, didn't Edmund Shabazian tell you he likes DaBaby?
DaBaby. He did, yeah.
Yeah, he likes Little Baby or DaBaby.
I think DaBaby, D-A.
Yeah, DaBaby. D-A. Yeah, DaBaby. Edmund Shabazian likes DaBaby. I like Edmund now. Edmund, cool. Hey, Edmund, I'm going to 170 now, bro. We both need to work on our wrestling. So if you want to go to Dagestanian, bro, we take off together, fool. Or you can come to Hendrickstan. I like it over there, Hendrickstan.
Did you see him? I think he's at AKA. Did you ever see him at AKA?
Nah, I'm really capping right now. I don't want to train with that fool. But yeah, he was at AKA, and I kind of like, you know, seen him there, and I was like, nah, bro. I didn't see him there. I was like, seen on the post that he was there, and I was like, I want to fight him. But now that I'm going to 70, maybe I should like, befriend a few people at 85 that could be good training partners. Probably some wrestlers, though.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving episode. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
We're thankful for everything.
You.
For you.
Thank you.
But you're saying 170 is, like, do you think the next move? Like, there's a good shot that the next time we see you fight would be at 170?
Yeah, so we just did the little nutrition thing, right? And they did little scans and everything. I could burn a few more carbs in my sleep, which would be awesome, but we think that could possibly pick up and change from when I'm eating a little bit more healthy and I'm actually in camp working out. So, and eliminate some stress. But yeah, I'm completely green to make 170. You know, it's like I haven't tried it in a really long time. Last time I tried it, I failed. But I didn't know how to cut weight back then. I didn't have the people that I have in my life today. I wasn't as disciplined as I am today. So yeah, I would love to give it a shot. Plus these guys at 85, you know, it's like they walk around at a weight that I wish that I could be. You know what I mean? Like I wish I can get up to 205. I wish I can get up to 207. You know what I mean? Like I would be like, I would look like that man. You know what I mean? Like my suits would look a lot better. But nah, you know. Not the case. So just got to chisel up and chisel down.
Like Paulo Costa.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
He walks around at what, 211?
I think. I saw him on a scale recently. I saw it was around 217 or something, or maybe it's 211. Still a lot of weight.
Yeah, I couldn't like he's a bigger 85, right? Like so, like I'm just watching people's videos. Like Max Griffin the other day, I seen him like post something, and they were talking to these two guys about spar, and they were like. They said how much they weigh, and they looked at him. And I guess they were expecting him to be, like, lighter than them because he's a 170-pound fighter. He was like, I'm 200 pounds. And I was like, damn, I'm 193 pounds. Fuck. Mac's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of like, yeah, maybe I should see what my body would do. So I'm actually going to do a test cut, see how that feels. As long as that feels good, I think I'm good to go, you know?
Have you ever weighed more than 200 pounds before?
Yeah, at one point in time. I actually got married once, and then when I got married, I was, like, doing a bunch of lifting. I wasn't doing, like, no cardio whatsoever, and I was, like, overloading myself on food and stuff like that, and I got up to, like, 205, 206, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, this is really cool. And then I did, like, two cardio workouts, and I was back at, like, 198, and I was like, damn, that sucked. So, yeah.
It's hard to get over 200.
The most I've ever weighed in my life was 196, and I was slow as shit.
Yeah, see, but I feel really good when I'm not 200, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I'm doing all that lifting and stuff like that, trying to get up, it's like, my body gets to 198, I feel great. But, like, 192, 196, when I'm healthy, I feel really good. I feel really fast, you know?
I know, isn't there even some lightweights that walk around in 190s?
See, you know, so, yeah. I mean, and everybody's different, of course, you know what I'm saying? But... I'm going to give it a shot. You know? If it don't work out, I can always go back up. But, you know, maybe it works out beautifully and I am where I'm supposed to be.
It's crazy because you have, like, very minimal, if any, type of weight cut at all, fighting at middleweight.
Nah, as soon as I start eating healthy, like, the week of the fight, like, they give me the meals. I eat the meals and I still cheat. Like, we still cook and make spreads and stuff like that. I come in at 183 pounds. So, like, the last time, I didn't even cut weight.
That's crazy, man. Yeah,
came in at 183, had breakfast the day of weigh-ins, and was still 183. The breakfast was supposed to put me back at 85. It just didn't work.
Damn, I feel like if the weight divisions were ever increments of 10, like it was 175.
I would have never been 85 probably.
Yeah.
75 would have been love. I could have made that easily.
That would have been your perfect weight division if that existed.
Yeah, but I'll take 70. I'll cut the extra 5.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And 165.
Yeah,
but always.
I
think Kamaru would already probably be a double champ. Yeah. Khabib would have been a double champ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 55, 65. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
a lot of people would have got. You know, there probably even be some triple champs out there.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Henry Cejudo is trying to be a triple champ.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if he comes back, he's about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Baby America. I feel like I read on your Instagram story a little while ago that you were looking for real estate in Vegas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah. So I got, you know, I got Hendrick Stan out there in Texas. I got Team Looter. I got Suge, my main man Suge. I got a cool team. I got a lot of good stuff out there. I don't have enough training partners sometimes, you know, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I'd have to figure out exactly what I would do out here, who I would train with out here. Probably Extreme. I really like Eric, you know what I mean? John Wood's a really good guy too, but I've kind of grown to like Eric over the past few months of coming out here and stuff. So it's probably something to think about. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, for us, we think about that all the time, too. They're two good coaches, two different teams. Like, we wonder how that, like, rivalry, if that even exists. Like, what it does to an extent, but what does that look like? But, like, they're both good dudes. They're both great camps, you know?
Yeah, they really are. And it's crazy, too, because, like,
it's preference.
It's like, they're really, like, different, too. Like, if you think about it, like, they're both really, really good, but one holds mitts one way, one holds mitts another way.
Right.
You know what I mean? One game plan's this way, one game plan's another way. So I guess it kind of has to go with fits for you. You know,
100%. It's going to be dependent on the fighter.
Yeah. Maybe I go to both.
Exactly.
If they let you, It always gets tough, though, too, because you think about it, it's like, you know, you can be there as long as you're not helping the opponent of someone. And I feel like such a small fraternity that, like, there's so much overlap and it's inevitable at some point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel it. I mean, I would definitely make, you know, whatever decision was the right decision if I did that. But it would definitely be nice. The price of living is just so high right now, everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere.
So, I want to ask you, have you had any luck, like, finding a house here? Because we've been trying to look, and there's a lottery.
I wouldn't do a house. I wouldn't do a house. Okay. So what I would do here is I would do like a little condo or an apartment or something like that, as long as I could find one at a decent price. If I could buy something small into something somewhere, because sometimes you can buy an apartment unit at the apartments and stuff like that. So if I could find something like that, somewhere around $60,000-$70,000, you know, throw that into it, get it, probably do a little fixing up inside of it and stuff like that, whatever they approve of, you know, of course, a paint job, changing the toilet out and stuff like that, you know, repainting the bathtub and stuff like that done. I would do something like that, and that would be my little place out here. And then whenever I'm not there, I could Airbnb it out, you know. Yeah. And my son's mom lives out here, and my son lives with me full time. So usually when I come out here, she comes out to Texas and takes care of my son while I'm doing my traveling and stuff like that. So if that's the case, then, you know, if my mom and him ain't taking care of him. So if that's the case, you know, maybe let her rent it out and just swamp with her whenever I need to, you know what I mean? Come out here to get my training in and stuff like that. Yeah.
Businessman.
Gotta be.
Gotta run it. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like James Krause, you know? He always got good business.
Dude, James Krause is always thinking business.
They're killing it over there.
Yeah, and we know you're a Lakers fan, and Helen wanted to talk to you about
something. We were debating on the way here. Mm-hmm. Did you hear they're renaming Staples Center?
No, I didn't.
The crypto...
.com?
Yeah, crypto.com. Like, they're renaming the building starting in December.
Staples Center is now going to be the crypto.com arena or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll still always be the Staples Center, though.
That's what I said to her, like, you know, because I'm from outside of Chicago, like, the Sears Tower is never going to be the Willis Tower. It's always the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter what name it is.
I mean, like, an OG going to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But... like, the new dude's going to be like, yeah. And we're going to be like, what, the Staples Center? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're going to know what it is. You know what I mean? But now that you're saying that, I don't really, like, pay attention to stuff like that all the time. So now that I'm hearing that, I'm like, man, I want to fight there now that it's going to be the crypto. You know what I mean? Fought at the Staple. I did my debut at the Staple. Now it'd be nice to go to the crypto. You know
was
what I'm
that
saying?
The Thiago Santos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Magical night. Even though I lost, it was still a magical night. The arena was just crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That was both of our debuts. Yeah. That was my debut fight ever as the schmo covering UFC fight.
Okay.
I picked the right fucking one, right?
Yeah, that's a hell of a one.
Dude, I remember
my
that.
Debut, brother.
Your debut.
You guys go way back.
Yeah, like four flats on a Cadillac.
And I love that too. Dude, that fight obviously didn't go your way, but I think it put you to another level because of the situation.
Yeah, it made the whole Big Mouth thing, you know, relevant. You know, now I got to find a way to kind of like get away from the Big Mouth and get more into the back to the Trailblazer. But that's what 170 does. I was actually going to cut my hair. You know what I mean? I got these little dookies on my head. I was actually going to cut my hair, but I think I'm going to keep it, because when I was at 170, I used to be froed out, like just thugged out fro. It was nasty looking fro. You know what I'm saying? So I might just stick with the 170, grind it out. Unless I got a business meeting. If I get a good business meeting, I need to cut my hair, I'm cutting that right off real quick. Yeah.
It's a great mindset. How much do you think that's going to weigh, though?
The hair?
Part of the hair, yeah.
No, weigh none.
Half pound?
Nah, I don't think I got no, I don't think I got no product in there. Nothing. Like nothing. A feather. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
It's just up there. Yeah.
Good. For sure.
Wait, let me know if you want another shot or feel free.
Oh, the Silver Star? Nah, I gotta go do one more PT session.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't wanna be too loose, because they're gonna have me do a couple like balance exercises.
Yeah.
And if I fall off the thing, it's gonna make it seem like I ain't got no balance. So, you know, I need to pass this one little test, because I really wanna go home tonight. They want me to stay and do another session.
Are you gonna
tomorrow.
Drive home?
Yeah, I wanna go.
Did you drive the Green Monster?
The Green Machine? No, actually, the Green Machine got stolen.
Why would you bring it with source? I'm just kidding.
No, I got stolen, a few months back, like 4 or 5 months back, close to July, like close to the summertime, right?
I'm sorry.
And no, it's crazy. And then I just got some new evidence about, like, how it possibly got stolen, so I need to go report that, too. So, but it was on the side of the highway, broke down. Somebody scooped it up before the insurance could come pick it up and drop it back off at the house. So, yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Slippers count. So, I'm actually building my Regal right now, though.
Okay.
It's real clean. G-body Regal. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be nice. Ain't no Monte Carlo, but it's a Regal. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still thugging in a Regal, so I'll be okay.
How long have you been into cars?
Honestly, I got into cars because the guy my mom dates, her husband, he was always like he had this like, what's that, like a 68 Delta, you know what I'm saying? Like Delta 88, but it was like a 68 model or something like that. And he would like, I always see him working on it, doing little things, rebuilding the brakes and stuff like that. And I was like, bro, it's stupid, bro. Like, you spend all this money on this junk car, you know what I'm saying? We got to go out here to this field and look for parts, be all out here and stuff. So I don't like going to the fields, like, because, you know, you get triggers on you and stuff like that, and I ain't trying to do that. But I got into cars basically because he was always grabbing these cars, and they look really clean. And then one day he was watching this thing, and I was like, okay, now I see what his vision is, you know what I'm saying? Because I seen a Dunk Master driving, and it was like moving really fast and doing his thing. So I was like, yo, that's really, really cool. So I just kind of like basically stole the vision, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, that's dope. And I figured that was something that me and him could kind of like have in common and stuff like that. So, you know, just try to build a relationship. Next thing you know, I really started like liking the cars, and he showed me how to fix a couple things on the cars a couple times. So I was just like, yo, like, you know, if I can like know how to do my brakes, know how to do my oil, I can teach my kid, you know what I'm saying, then I can always like do things on my car. Then I bought a new car, and I was like, you can't do none of that on a new car. So shot back to the older cars, and I really like them. Yeah,
it's a great hobby to have.
Yeah, it's expensive hobby to have,
I'm sure.
Your dad loves cars too.
My dad does love cars.
Yeah,
like growing up we had a Porsche 928 Porsche with the frog headlamps.
Yeah,
that was to me the craziest. I loved handling that car. Yeah. He loved that car. He ended up selling that car over a decade ago, but he took care of that like it was his baby.
Like, imagine if you could find that car though. Imagine if you could find it right now, you know, and it'd be your car, your little weekend driver and stuff. That'd be really cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so that'd be the goal.
That'd be great.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
My ringtone.
Her ringtone, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I thought it was like, I thought the room was just like changing the atmosphere. I was like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
One shot in, it's changing. But that's really smooth, huh?
It is. I actually got a lot more at the house. I got like another box at the house. But I brought a couple boxes out here. I've been promising Bobby at the PI that I was going to bring him some for like a year now. So yeah, I finally got it to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is that one for him?
No. Okay. That was the one I had already broken into. Oh, I had pulled up to Cali, and my boys was like, bro, you got a whole bunch of liquor. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So we had to try it. I let them try it too.
It's good stuff. It's smooth.
Yeah. Superstar. Yeah. Made in Texas. You know what I'm saying? So it's good stuff.
Appreciate you. And thanks for coming on the Schmozone. Oh,
no problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
Do it again. It'd be nice to do it again once we get a dub. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
That way we get 100,000 people to tune in real quick.
But win, lose, or draw, here you are.
Oh, yeah. Win, lose, or draw, here we are. But we're gonna do it on a big one. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. D-Rod, get healthy, bro. Get healthy.
He lives here in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Get healthy, D-Rod.
Syndicate, right? He trains there?
Yeah, I think he trains at Syndicate.
Wow. See? So now we know where I would go. Get healthy, D-Rod.
There it is. Episode 85 with the Trailblazer.
Let's go.
R. Out.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.